Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
Now, you'll be well aware the future of South Africa's national lottery is again under the spotlight. A court ruling has found that any extension of the operator Ituba's license would be unconstitutional, yet the Lotteries Commission has granted a 12-month reprieve. That has triggered an appeal, a lot of legal wrangling and fears of a possible shutdown. At the heart of all of this, as far as I understand, lies a tight deadline to appoint a new operator, some concern over governance, and a public mandate to clean up the institution after years of scandal. I'm in conversation now with Dr. Bani Pityana, who's chair of the National Lotteries Commission Board. Dr. Pityana, welcome. And I think the question that most South Africans want to know right now, in your opinion, is the lottery stable and functional for the time being?
It is in very good shape, Jeremy, and we feel good, but it's got some way to go before it stabilizes, in our view, to adequately serve the purposes for which it was established.
Could you explain to us the reason for the appealing of the court ruling on the extension to Ituba's license?
It's an emergency situation that has arisen. It has arisen because the minister had to balance two things. One, the court twice had said that 5 months would be enough. And when Judge Potterill said 5 months, the just and equitable provision would be adequate. And our conversations with Ituba, who are the preferred bidder for the temporary license, was that they made it very clear that it would, for them, it would be cause a loss of over 50 million. So we went back to the court to ask for a variation of that order. And the court was not convinced. But the court said more. The court said, Moki J, after all is said and done, by means of an obiter, nothing really prevents the minister from appointing a temporary in the case of an emergency. And in that case, we went back to seek legal opinion, and we checked once again, we checked the law, and the advice that was given to the minister was that Section 13B of the temporary license is actually open enough for the minister to be able, in case of the emergency. I need to explain, for us, the emergency was that actually it would affect the provision of grants to indigent and vulnerable and poor people, and also those people who are really trying to do good in society. So the worthy good causes would suffer. And for a short time, the NLC does have resources to actually pay directly that, but it's not interminable. The second reason is that the moment the lottery is out of the picture, the competition would actually make it very difficult for the new lottery operator to start all over again. So in business terms, the suffering of the lottery would stretch a lot longer. So it was very, very important for us that the lottery be held in operation. Now, for those reasons, our advice to the minister was that the minister should actually use what the judge himself said, what the crisis that we find ourselves in, and we started a new conversation with Ituba. Not Ituba that had was one that bid for the fourth license, but rather Ituba Holdings, the one that was actually running the third license, basically to extend the license for a temporary period in order to make sure that the business of the lottery doesn't suffer.
How close then are we to a legitimate and permanent appointment process being finalized, do you think?
It is finalized, as a matter of fact, Jeremy, because Sizekaya has now been appointed by the minister to start on the 1st of June 2026. Let me explain. The reason why Sizekaya will start on the 1st of June was really because the practicalities were such that with the late announcement of the minister's decision, it would not be possible for Sizekaya to really be able to start on the 1st of June. So we realized that there would be a period without a lottery, and we wanted to bridge that as best we could. So we had a conversation with Ituba, and it became quite clear that in business terms for them, the 6 months would not really be adequate to make it worthwhile for the extension that we were seeking. For that reason, we started the fourth license would actually start on the 1st of June 2026, and that then would allow Tuba to operate on an emergency temporary basis for 12 months.
Dr. Pityana, are you satisfied? Is the board satisfied with the adjudication process so far as the new operator is concerned? And are you satisfied with their bona fides as an operator who can deliver a lottery to South Africa?
Yes, 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 we are. Both the evaluation process and the adjudication process that was done were very thorough. And we were well advised both by lawyers through the process, we were well advised by financial analysts through the process. So throughout the process, everything was taken care of. And Sizwe Kaya performed well, although I must say, at the end of the day, the decision is the minister's and it is the minister's alone.
And as far as your board is concerned, there were critics in the past who accused the board of maladministration. Are you satisfied now that you have enough independence and capacity to execute your oversight mandate?
I can say very, very clearly, Jeremy, that the board that we have are people of the highest integrity, the best minds in South Africa we could think of, professional people. We've got lawyers in that team, we've got accountants, and they are very much on the job. And they have really given everything, because the work of the National Lottery is almost full-time for them, because there's lots of work that needs to be done basically all the time. As chairperson, I'm very, very impressed with the dedication that they are giving to this, and say very, very clearly that none of the problems that occurred with the previous board are likely to occur with this board. Clearly, we have made a very big commitment on good governance, and we've tried very much not to compromise governance in the National Lotteries Commission. That has got its strengths, it's got its limitations, but we're committed to promote good governance. Secondly, we want to make sure that compliance is honored by everyone from top to bottom. And that is a problem, in fact, that is not yet resolved. What we needed to do, because the National Lotteries Commission and its sisters were really engineered for corruption. They were done basically in order to make the ease of corruption even easier. So We've had to actually redo policies and processes, and everything has to be redone. So we've done all of that afresh. We are now busy automating the grant funding processes, and that is not without its problems, but we believe that at the end of the day, we will avoid everything that had happened before by making sure that there are checks and balances in place, and the ease of making applications in general is available to people. Now, all of that is in place, and this has happened in the last 2 years. But I want to say, and as I said to Scopa the other day, at the end of the day, it takes people to make sure you've got as good an organization as you have the people in it. I don't know if I'm clear. So what happened when we started? A whole group of executives and managers on balance were appointed, and they're some of the best that we have. But actually, the rest of the staff, the operational staff, are at the other levels, and they are inherited from a system. So the work of trying to change the culture of the organization, the quality of service that we offer, to promote integrity has not been without problems.
I'm going to leave it there. Barney Pityana, thank you very much indeed, Chair of the National Lotteries Commission Board. I do appreciate your time today.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.